Our gospel lesson is Matthew 5. This is the Beatitudes. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Hear these words. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. So I was at Walmart one time, and I was in one aisle. There wasn't many people around, and on the next aisle over, I heard a woman sneeze. I'm pretty sure it was a woman, not positive, because I couldn't see. And I heard a achoo, and I had like a half a second, because you can't wait too long before you say, "God bless you." And I had to take that second to go, "God, should I really say God bless you?" out of the blue, like a voice from above, because there was nobody else around. And the Holy Spirit just said, "You got to say it. You got to say it." And so I said, "God bless you." And then I heard it, "Thank you," out of the blue. And we never met at all. And it made me think about how, you know, I did a little research on how that started. God bless you when someone sneezes. I'll let you Wikipedia that, not spend too much time on that. But it's a great custom. It's important for us to understand how that we're called to bless other people. We're called to not hold back from being a blessing. And today's pledge drive theme for 2018 is blessed to be a blessing. In fact, you see up on the screen from Genesis where God told Abraham, "I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others." They really go hand in hand. And the word blessed, in fact, this morning at the 9 o'clock, I said, I didn't sing "if you're happy and you know it." I sang, "If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands." How do you not clap when you do that, right? "If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands." Because the word blessed means happy. But it's not so happy like I call my mother up and I say, "Have you seen the Celtics? Oh my goodness, Kyrie Irving." That's all I said to my mother this week. Kyrie Irving. Because now they're 7-2, and my mother watches every second of every game. She'll stay up late. She's going to be 86 soon, and she'll watch all the whole game, every second. And they're doing great, and it makes her happy, makes me happy, but this is a different happy. This is a blessedness because you know that you're in a relationship with Jesus. You know your sins forgiven, and you work on living in this joyful place of closeness with God. And it's up to us in that sense. And that's what the Sermon on the Mount's all about. And I love how Jesus says, some people say this is his standard sermon that he's preached many times. Every time, it's sort of like if I pulled out my best sermon, here it comes. He preached this a number of times because he was getting across the characteristics and traits of those who are following the values of the kingdom of heaven. And so it's for us to say that we are living blessed, but also we're striving to live as blessings. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Because it goes against the Messiah that they really wanted. He wasn't talking about material blessings. You ever hear someone say, "The Lord's been good to us"? Usually that means you got a lot of numbers in the bank. I want you to think about, what does it mean to be blessed and what does it mean to be a blessing for someone else? It really comes down to
your eternal relationship with God. And as I said, I've been here 11 and a half years. I said goodbye to a lot of people. And when someone dies, you don't stop that relationship with that person, do you? My dad died 23 years ago, and it doesn't take me long to really start thinking about this connection I have with him. He was a great preacher. He saw ahead of the booming voice. My mother would say, wait till your father gets home, and that we would listen. But he was somebody that could tell a good story. And if it was a funny story, he would start laughing long before he got to anything that was funny. And we'd be like, why are you laughing? I sort of do the same thing with my kids. But I think of him, and my heart is enlarged just to think of how blessed I was through the love of my dad and how he shined God's love on me in his life. And so today I want you to think about the words, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. What's the comfort we have when we say goodbye to someone that we love when they die? The comfort is that we believe that we will see them again. We believe that, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, death is not a period at the end of the sentence of life. It's a comma. And that we believe that for all those who believe in Jesus, you should be granted eternal life. Amen? Isn't it awesome that I've had a couple dreams of my dad that were more than dreams. They were like visions. One time, I was in church, I was in my robe, and it was the architecture and all the churches I've served, it was like swirling around, and all of a sudden I see the choir coming there in their robes, and here comes somebody, and I turn, and it's my dad. And he has this big face, and he's smiling, and he hugs me, and I woke up, and it was, I mean, I felt his beard, and I smelled the Brut Fabergé cologne that he wore every day, and that was in my dream. I said, could it be that he's alive? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. But I want you to think about how important it is to be a blessing for someone else. Psalm 67 is a beautiful psalm that says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, so that your ways, O God, may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. And so the psalmist is writing, Lord, be gracious to us. Bring your grace to us so that others can come to know you through us. And I love that in some translations it doesn't say, make your face shine upon us. It says, smile upon us. And just last week, and we hear Ella Gwen in her little sounds as a little one. Last week there was a new family with a little baby. And you ever do this? Don't you naturally just want to make a baby smile? Don't you just come up? It's kind of like with our canines, our dogs. You have the same kind of, you don't talk like this to a baby. So like, what? You come up and I did my best. I said, you are so beautiful. Look at you, and I'm smiling. And she's like, should I cry or smile? And all of a sudden, the two sides of her mouth just cry. And she didn't blink for like 5 minutes. I like that face. That face is smiling at me, and I want to smile back at that face. You ever wonder how powerful a smile is? And that's why it's so dangerous to have the technology of today where you think you can communicate by texting and other means instead of looking into someone's face. And so when I read in Psalm 67, it says, Lord, smile upon us. I think of God like a father or a mother. For Nancy and I, when our children were little, the greatest thing of a day was hearing our kids wake up and then going in, let's go, let's go. And we look at them in the crib and we look at them, say good morning, and they smile. Is anything greater than that? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. To this day, I want them to smile when they see my face. And it's not as easy when they're teenagers, but you try. Ashley will say, and Stephanie, stop looking at me. God, I want you to just think this thought today. That God is like a mother or father or grandfather, grandmother, aunt or an uncle, or someone that loves this little baby and keeps adoring that baby and looking on that baby with love and waiting for that baby to just look and see that he or she is loved. Amen. You never, ever outgrow the need to have someone smile at you. Mother Teresa said, a smile is the beginning of love. Amen. Can you promise me today that you'll smile at someone? Crack through the grumpiness of somebody. They'll think you're weird. But if you say, Lord, I want to be a reflection of your smiling face. I want to be the face of Jesus. I want you to bless others through me. Amen. We had a woman knock on the door. This is 11 years ago, right about this time. A woman going through a terrible divorce. Her heart was breaking. She was a single mom. She had all these bills, and she came knocking on the door. I'd never met her. Sat down with her and looked her in the eyes, and tears were flowing. And she said, I don't know how to, I can't pay these bills. Can the church help? And I said yes before I knew we did not have any funds. We didn't have a discretionary account for those in need. I said, we'll do whatever we can do. You just need to know you're not alone and you're loved and there's hope. The very next day, a man in our church knocks on the door of the church, comes in, sits down. He said, the Lord's been so good. The Lord has blessed my wife and I. We want to help someone. We want to bless someone else. And I said, you know that just yesterday there was a woman that sat in that exact same chair. And this is her situation. And he said, give me all her bills. I'll pay every single one. Wow. That's what God can do through God's people. That woman, from that point on, has praised God and has been a blessing for all people going through hard and broken times. It's what God can do when you trust in God's blessings. Amen. When you seek to live out the Sermon on the Mount. It's happier those who are poor. Happier those who are poor in spirit. That God says you don't have to wait to have all the money in the bank and of all the nice things, because I'll give you a joy that will be sustained throughout your life all the way to heaven. Amen? What possibly could comfort you when someone dies than to know that they're with God in heaven? I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Nothing would be greater for Nancy to see your mom again. So I want you to think about how important it is to just trust as you light the candles. God's got a plan. And that God's face is shining upon you on this day. So what we're going to do is just going to ask a little blessing on the bread and the cup. We'll, in the United Methodist Church, and Lloyd can make his way to the keyboard and tickle the ivories, we'll say. And just bring some music as we hear a little blessing. And I know there's somebody here this morning. They don't feel blessed. There's a distance to the relationship. But they're here. They might be hurting. Because I want to confess that I need to be more of a blessing to other people. Do you ever get caught up in your own needs? And you just caught up in what's not working and how you lack, instead of saying, Lord, help me mine for gold how you have been there every step of the way. And that I have something to give. I can give because Jesus says you give, it comes back. It comes back a hundredfold. Think of the saints in your life. And it was that little girl that was in church and said, looking up at the stained glass windows, Mommy, who are those people? Well, those are the saints. And then she said, oh, they're the people that let the light shine through. Amen. You can be one of those people. Just as you're going through a hard time, trust that God can use even your brokenness. And we have a woman's harvest supper. I've asked a couple women to speak and give their testimonies that have gone through hard times and have learned about trusting in Jesus. And they're going to testify how God brought them blessings in unexpected places. Don't put God in a box and say, I'm only going to pray for this little prayer, and it's got to be exactly this way instead of thy will be done. That's the greatest prayer that's ever been prayed. It was prayed by Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will be done, but thine. And so let's bow our heads. Let's ask a blessing on the cup.
and the bread. Lord, we thank you for the people. Thank you for the people that love us no matter what. That love us unconditionally. That have given us that vision of who Christ was and is today. Those who seek to share grace with the graceless. Those who seek to be the smiling face of Jesus on a hurting world. Lord, don't let the devil steal our joy. May we be blessed. May we be blessed today. You're a mighty God. You'll never give up on us. We praise you for making a way, for giving us the way, the truth, and the life, and his name is Jesus. Let his touch reach people today and bring a blessing that they can't imagine, that the burdens of life can be lifted and we can experience a joy that is complete when it's found within a relationship with Jesus our Savior. So bless this bread and this cup to be your body and blood, that we could be made new, that we could be new creations. So all this, Lord, we lift to you as we pray your prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 We're going to read these names. And before we do that, there's a few names that were members that I knew really well. And I forgot and neglected to mention that it's been a few years now that practice in our church, anytime anyone ever asks you, how you doing? I like saying it like Brooklynese, how you doing? Nobody asks, how are you? You always answer, I'm blessed, right? And if you do that enough, someone will eventually say, why do you, Ethan, when I ask you how you doing, why do you always say I'm blessed? And Ethan will say, it's because I'm in a relationship with Jesus and nothing can separate me from his great love. No matter what's happening in my world, no matter what my struggles might be, I'm blessed because I know my Savior lives. He's got a place for me in heaven. Amen. So I invite you to have that be a practice. Kind of like when you say, God bless you, to someone who sneezes. And that's something that I want us to continue. In fact, I owe the youth a couple bucks, as I said years ago, if I ever say anything other than I'm blessed when asked, how are you? I'll give you $1. And to this day, someone's got to, gotcha! But it's a great way to remind yourself that you are blessed, that you can count your blessings. So let's read these names. I'm going to read them right here. Some of you might know some of them. Ian's going to ring the bell. And so I'll just read these, and let's be in the spirit of prayer. Leonard Pillar. Michael Cole, Stephen Young, Everlina Norris, Judith Barnes, Dennis Wadsworth, Richard Cassavant, Meryl Stratton, Dolores Weaver, Marjorie Tatro, John Anderson, Richard Park, Shirley Woodward, Mary Ellen Chamberlain, Ronald Reitz, Gregory Salvo, John Moore, Eric Bertrand, John Valiumis, Bradley Bunnell, Cordelia Glass Fenton, Stephanie Dietzer, Rondell Clark, Cecil Griffin, Jean DiProfio, Ronald David Hatch, Zane Arnold, Patricia Barrow, Rosemary Hossack, Constance Adra Kearney. Lord, we lift up to you all these names of these saints who now are with you in the church triumphing. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to ask a couple of young people, Ashley and Stephanie, if you could help with Holy Communion. And we're going to have Ethan Sear from college. So why don't we have Dylan come up with you? Because he just smiled and said, you gotcha. And so I said before, you're not at the church as an open communion. And we invite you to come forward and receive forgiveness of your sins. And trust that God can free the burden of the sin and mistakes, regrets. Bring them to the table and know that you are loved. The ushers will usher you forward. We'll be celebrating by intention, taking a piece of the bread, dipping it in the cup, and we'll have a gluten-free station right in the middle of the aisle for those who are not able to partake of it. Amen. Thank you.